Washtenaw County has become one of the leaders in the state when it comes to recycling. Michigan itself, dead last among states in the Great Lakes region when it comes to recycling rates. Efforts are getting underway in Lansing aimed at setting in motion the measures that can change that and move Michigan to the top of the list, perhaps by the end of 2017. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment, a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Our guest this morning is Karen O'Brien, and Karen is the Executive Director of the Michigan Recycling Coalition, and obviously has a vested interest in the issue. The coalition is going to be holding its 32nd annual conference at the Ypsilanti Marriott from April 29th through May 1st. It's an event that is open to the public. And good morning to you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Well, I'd like to start by setting a baseline of sorts, if you don't mind. I've read differing reports that put Michigan's overall recycling rate at somewhere between 14.5% and up to 20%. Maybe you have an exact figure, but either way, it's awfully low.
It is awfully low, and it is more like 14.5%. But honestly, the state hasn't really put any effort into measuring those numbers over time. So these are kind of one-shot efforts to get a grip on where we're at in Michigan. And the most recent estimate, that is the 14.5 estimate, is from a BioCycle magazine. So consultants from outside of Michigan extrapolating numbers. So bottom line is we don't know enough.
What it means is 85.5% of our waste is going to landfills.
We do know that.
Is part of the problem excess landfill space and low dumping fees?
Well, you know, that's certainly part of it. It's very easy for us to put our garbage at the curb and for it to be taken away and never having to be thought about again. It's very cheap for us to do that. But I think we're beginning to recognize that there is a cost to doing that. When we have to pay in perpetuity to monitor those landfills and pay for it to be disposed in the landfills, we're missing an opportunity to be paid for those recyclable commodities that could be used for manufacturing in the end.
Well, as you mentioned, the state has not had a major investment in expanding recycling services throughout the state of Michigan at any point past. But now, in the 2015 proposed budget for the Department of Environmental Quality, there is contained a $1 million allocation for improved recycling throughout the state, and this comes directly from the governor.
It does. We developed a report, the Michigan Recycling Coalition developed a report back in 2011 that sought to identify the environmental and economic benefits of recycling. And what we found was that if we could get to a 50% recycling rate, the difference between 14.5 and 50% equates to about $500 million annually in just the material value alone that we're pulling out of the landfill and putting into recycling. So that's quite a boost to Michigan's economy, and that's even before we do any added value processing and manufacturing with those commodities. So it's quite an addition to our
economy. So you can see the potential down the line.
Yes.
And nonetheless, and I certainly don't want to sneeze at $1 million, but in the grand scheme of something as enormous as this recycling program on a statewide level, That's no money at all.
Well, it doesn't feel like that. Yeah, it feels like couch change when you think about the larger budget. But we really don't have any information about recycling. So we see this initiative, this $1 million funding, as really just that initial foray into getting the information that we need in order to make good choices about where we put further funding and whether where we invest policy into the picture. So once we get that full picture, we can really better address and put, provide those inputs as necessary.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We're talking about the need for improved recycling through Michigan with the Executive Director of the Michigan Recycling Coalition, Karen O'Brien. And I do want to remind you that the coalition will hold its 32nd annual conference at the Ypsilanti Marriott. It runs April 29th through May 1st, and you are welcome to attend. It is open to the public. Now, you've recently spent some time with Governor Snyder. Is he fully excited about this?
I believe he really is. We were down in Dundee. There's a clean tech plant down there. Clean tech actually recycles a lot of our detergent bottles, HDPE and water and pop bottles, PET, turning them into pellets and remanufacturing those into bottles for Procter & Gamble, for Pepsi and Coca-Cola, for their own water bottles and that kind of thing. So that that plant is running at, you know, half capacity, and what they need is more material out of Michigan to run their plant at full capacity. So there are manufacturers of these products in Michigan that aren't getting enough recyclables
from the curb. And that's really his interest, is business development and economic development.
That's exactly right.
Well, as you well know, Governor Snyder is from Washtenaw County, and as I have mentioned, Washtenaw County and many of its communities, Ann Arbor in particular, takes great pride in its leadership in the area of recycling. Will it be one of the models that could be used to expand service to other and less served portions of the state?
Most definitely. We've got a handful of good leading programs, but Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County were among the first to really establish an interest in this area and be a leader, and they continue to bring really the rest of the state along. But we've got more rural populations that we need to focus on, and that's difficult. So Washtenaw County and its service of those out-county areas are things that we're going to be looking at.
Is there a particular comprehensive statewide model in mind? Is there something, a picture in your mind as to how it might work on that comprehensive, full-scale basis?
You know, that's the real challenge of recycling, is that the costs of recycling are borne at a very local level, so by the business or by the community.
Right.
And processing and collection programs differ by who's collecting what materials and what markets are available in those regions. And without the lack of leadership and coordination at the state level has meant that there's no kind of standardized recycling. And so what we're hoping for is that with this state leadership, we can begin to develop benchmarks that communities have to reach so that we're not confused by recycling, you know, wherever we go. You know, right now it's different where we live, and it's different where we work, and it's different where we play, and we aim to kind of bridge the gap with all of those programs.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we're talking with Michigan Recycling Coalition Executive Director Karen O'Brien. If we get what I guess we could refer to as seed money this year at the $1 million allocation level, are there metrics in place that could start to track improvements and greater areas of need that might inspire more investment in the future?
Most definitely. I believe that's the primary purpose, most important purpose of this money, is to identify those areas where investments, public and private investments, would most be most helpful. But there's also some things we know need to happen right now, and that's really education across the whole state at all levels. So helping residents really understand that by participating in these programs at the local level, they are contributing to a better economy and a better environment in Michigan. But it's also technical assistance to businesses, technical assistance to communities, so that they can change the paradigms and offer public services that really matter to their communities.
Well, Karen, I hate to put you on the spot. Well, maybe I kind of like it. But best guess, though, will the $1 million allocation come through the budget process and set this in motion?
The legislature does have to vote on this, but we're getting very positive signals. It's really couch change, but it's an important initiative, and I think a win-win-win. So I think that we'd be foolish not to take this opportunity so that we can better arm ourselves in the future for really making a more progressive and positive investment in the environment.
Cautiously optimistic.
Cautiously optimistic, yes.
Very good. Karen, thank you so much for your time today. Truly
I appreciate it as well.
That is Michigan Recycling Coalition Executive Director Karen O'Brien. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. And once again, you have an opportunity to attend the Michigan Recycling Coalition 32nd Annual Conference. It will be held at the Ypsilanti Marriott April 29th through May 1st, and it is open to the public. You'll hear Issues of the Environment every Wednesday as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.